Welcome to Okay, Let's Talk. I'm your host, Kendall Ford. I am a writer, storyteller, and absolutely love empowering people. I believe that our stories and experiences, no matter how much pain or heartbreak they may have once caused, hold incredible power. The power to bring freedom, the power to uplift others, and the power to live triumphantly. Sometimes people just need a listening ear and a safe space. This is that space. So, okay, let's talk. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Okay, Let's Talk. Happy Thanksgiving. If you're listening on the day that this drops, it's Thanksgiving. So I hope that you are having a great day. I hope that you are hanging out with family or it doesn't even have to be blood family, just people that love you and appreciate you. I wish you a lot of love and gratefulness and joy today. But I'm super excited about today's episode because I have a very, very special guest.
Oh boy.
She is fantabulous. She's kind of a big deal. I mean, she's at over 300 followers on TikTok, so I'm just going to say
329.
She's kind of a big deal. So y'all, make some noise for the wonderful one and only, my only offspring, my daughter, Cam.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, Cam.
Hi.
Y'all like her intro music?
Yeah.
It's a pretty big deal. She picked that song, y'all.
Yeah, I picked it out myself.
I can't even tell y'all how many times I've caught her dancing on my bed, jumping up and down, dancing that song.
I think this week, multiple times.
Well, because we've been in the house a lot this week. Yeah, because we had COVID. Dun, dun, dun.
That was horrible.
So welcome to the show, Cam.
Hi.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
Why?
I don't know.
Happy Thanksgiving, Cam.
Thank you. We're stuck in the house, though.
I know. We're stuck in the house. That's okay. We've been having fun, though.
Yeah, kind of.
You've been having fun because my kitchen been a mess.
Mm-hmm. And Jimmy's been going swimming.
And yes, she's been putting Jimmy in the bathtub. All right, so Cam's on the show. So Cam's going to join me for my 5-minute rant. She knows what I'm going to talk about, but she doesn't know what I'm going to say. So y'all know how it goes. Kendall's 5-minute soapbox. I'm literally going to set a timer for 5 minutes. The timer has started. And so today, my 5-minute rant, I want to explain to y'all why I will not go on a cruise. Okay? So don't ask me. Don't try to persuade me. I will not go on a cruise. You know why, Kim? Wait, would you go on a cruise?
No.
You wouldn't? Okay, I'm going to tell you why I'm not going to go first. Okay, I'm not going to go on a cruise because typically, if you're listening for the first time, we're black. So typically when our color people get on a big ship across the ocean, it don't turn out well for us on the other end.
Oh boy.
I'm just saying. And then people go on cruises and I don't know, I've heard this, they have like all you can drink alcohol drinks or whatever, all you can eat. And I'm like, I'm not about to sip a Mai Tai in a pool floating over the bones of my ancestors, personally. So that's why.
No, what if it turns out like Titanic?
Yeah, exactly. And then you got the Titanic. And again, that's another boat where it didn't turn out well for the black folks. Where were the black folks? Exactly. Exactly. So, Cam, would you go on a cruise?
No.
Why?
Because it's like white people, though. I mean, that's all I think of. When I think of a cruise, I don't think of me and my black friends going on a cruise together. No!
Why? Because you think white people only go on cruises?
Yes.
Some black people do go on cruises.
They're crazy. That's like, it's like, if, what is it, like, it's like, if I were to go and like, dang it, no, I forgot what I was gonna say.
That's okay. But yeah, so y'all, you can judge me if you want, but I will not. I will not go on a cruise. I personally would not pay for my daughter to go on a cruise. If she decides she wants to go,
no,
she could pay herself. But yeah, when black folks get on big cruises and cross the ocean, it does not turn out well for us. Well, just out of respect for the ancestors. I'm not doing that. No. And Cam's like, nah, I'm good. Yeah. So yeah, ask us to go anywhere. We'll go to Africa. We'll go to Europe.
I will fly in a plane for more than 12 hours exactly. if I have to. But I will not get on no dumb cruise.
I'm not getting on a cruise. And I just feel like, if you want to torture me, trap me on a boat with somebody. Like, I've been on a road trip with people that I didn't care for. Or I've been on a road trip even with people that I like. And just being trapped in that space with all those people. Mm-mm.
Nope.
Nah.
I will literally... You know how much I hate carrots, right? Mm-hmm. I will eat a plate of carrots, then go on a cruise.
The listeners don't know how much you hate carrots. How much do you hate carrots?
Like, literally, I will eat carrots and then projectile vomit. That's yes. how bad.
And funny story is that when she was younger, I was like, no, you eat the carrot. You never had it. You never had a carrot. She ate the carrot. She must have been like two, and she projectile vomit. And I was like, oh, so you don't like carrots. That's fine. That's okay. So yeah, me and Cam, that's gonna be a no-go for us on the cruise, y'all. So
sorry. No.
Yeah. And then another thought, like, when COVID first started, they were like a cesspool of germs. So if that's how COVID is spreading, like on those cruise ships, imagine what other kind of diseases are being spread on there. Like, I've heard people just getting like diarrhea, and I'm like, nah.
No, I don't want to be on anywhere on a boat because, like, I like water and I like to be in it, but like,
not on no big.
No, mm-mm. I'm getting sick. Mm-mm. Just imagine getting sick.
Mm-mm. Nah.
And why would you go swimming in a pool on a boat when you could just go swim in the ocean? Like, that's what the ocean's there for.
You could go to the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, put us on a plane and send us somewhere. But don't ask us to go on no cruise. No. That's going to be a hard no for us.
Or just a boat for any long time, I will not do.
Yeah, I'm not really a huge boat person.
No. Like, we went on those, like, some taxi boat things.
Oh, yeah. Like, the Baltimore taxi. That's fine. Because that's like a 5-minute ride, and you can see the land, all that.
You don't have to worry about dying.
Yeah. But, like, a big boat?
No.
Nah.
The Titanic. I've seen the Titanic too many times to be going on that. Too many times. I would not do it.
And again, black. That ain't turned out. I don't even know if it was any black folks on there. If it was, we was
at no. They were at the bottom working.
Yeah, about and they died first, at least in the movie. I don't know what happened in real life.
I mean, the whole. No, I just.
Nah.
It's messed me up for life.
Okay, 5-minute rant over. So today we are going to talk about, Cam and I both have 5 things that we're grateful for, because it's Thanksgiving and everyone's talking about being thankful and all of that. And we've been stuck in the house for a while, so this may be like one of the silliest shows y'all ever hear from me. Do you have your 5 things ready?
Yes.
You do?
My first one's obviously gymnastics.
Gymnastics is the first one you're thankful for?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go back and forth. So you give your first one's gymnastics? Mm-hmm. Okay. The first thing I'm grateful for, I am grateful for my family.
It's an obvious one.
I
know, but I'm not even going to point that out because everyone already knows I am.
Oh my gosh. I am extremely grateful for my family. I think especially this year. Well, the past few years though, because that's why I think I want to point it out, because the past few years have been super hard. And it's been nice to, like, have a family that is supportive, to have you and Jimmy, and, well, sometimes we're grateful for Jimmy.
No, I'm not grateful for that ugly dog.
Cam!
He's mean.
Yeah, right, and then I come in your room every morning and y'all all cuddled up.
Okay, I've not been sleeping in my room, so you can't take him in my room.
Okay, come in the living room. She's just sleeping in the living room. Okay, well, I'm super grateful for my family. And, yeah, the past couple years have been super hard for us, so shout out to our whole family.
If you're listening.
All right, what's the second thing you're grateful for?
This was a bit funny, because, like, I'm totally so grateful for Jimmy pooping in my bedroom while I'm standing there. I'm so grateful for that. It's, like, the most thing I'm grateful
She's
for.
Being sarcastic, y'all. So, Jimmy, tell the story. So, what happened?
Okay, so the other day, I've been trying to get Jimmy to like swimming, because, like, in the summertime, I want to go swimming with him. So, I've been putting him in the bathtub, and he's been swimming around. And so, like, There's like two parts to this. Like, so Jimmy was so excited, and then we got in the bathtub, and then he got mad, and I was like, oh wait, I want to get in too. So I went and got my bathing suit. He came out there and legit was shaking so hard he was trying to force that poop out.
Yeah, he forced it out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was like six big turds.
It was.
I'm so mad at that dog.
So Jimmy is a spite pooper, y'all. So Jimmy, like, if we make Jimmy mad, this is why we have to leave our bedroom door shut when we leave the house, because in the morning, if Jimmy gets mad, or the night before, if he gets mad at one of us, he will legit drop a turd in your room and not feel bad at all. And it's not like we don't walk him. He gets a lot of walks. Like, it's no reason he ran to poop in the house. But if he's mad, he's like, oh, I'm about to squeeze this turd out right here.
And then afterwards, he got mad at me because, he's, like, starting to like it. And then he was swimming around a bit, and he didn't realize his head wasn't supposed to go underwater. So he went face first into the water for, like, 5 seconds. He could not breathe. He was so scared. So mad. I laughed so hard. He was so mad at me that day.
That's awesome. Okay. So the second thing I'm grateful for, the second thing I'm grateful for, I'm trying to think of the best way to explain it, is, like, the first, I just want to say, like, Black power. Does that sound weird?
No.
But, like, I feel like the past couple years, well, let's just be honest, things have always been hard for Black folks. But the past few years, there's been a lot of things happening that have been, it's been more publicized, so a lot more of the world knows about it. And I feel like for me personally, I've been going through this whole, like, journey to know and claim my self-worth. And in that is this beautiful Black power that is evolving and growing and that I'm claiming, and I just love it. And side note, I also, well, wait, this should be my next one. Okay, I'm gonna say that for my next one, because I know what my third one is already.
My third one probably is TikTok.
TikTok?
I'm on it 24/7. Like, when me and my friends walk out of school, the first thing I'm doing is getting on TikTok.
Oh, Lord. Y'all, don't judge me. I am a good parent, but she does love TikTok. Actually, we both
love
TikTok.
You're obsessed with it. Like, legit, I'll walk into your room, and you'll be on TikTok. I'll be in class. I'll go and check my phone, just because I look in my backpack, and I see, had, like, a bunch of notifications.
I send her TikToks while she's in school.
It's so annoying.
Okay, so my third one is similar. I was gonna say I'm grateful for Black TikTok. Y'all, if you have not been on TikTok, there's a lot of funny, stupid stuff on TikTok. But if you are Black and you're listening, or if you're white and you just are an ally and you love supporting Black people, y'all, Black TikTok is where it's at. I find so much motivation and funny stuff. Like, Cam will walk in my room and I'm literally like,
you can't breathe.
I'm in tears because I'm crying so hard.
Crying.
But like, there are some great Black creators on TikTok, and they're bringing empowerment and explaining some of the crap that's happening in the world. And why are you putting eyeliner on the slime as we're talking? Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay. So yeah, I'm super grateful for Black TikTok. Okay, that's not my number three. I love Black TikTok. What's your number four?
My number four is probably my friends I made that are still my good friends.
Yeah.
Not, like, those friends, like, I've had, like, who are just, like, friends for a little while, and then they just start doing dumb stuff, and then they're rude, and we don't last. Like, my good friends.
Yeah.
Like, my best friend.
Yeah. You want to tell us about your best friend?
Well, her name's Yolandra, and she's funny. Like, it's just, like, she gets me. It's not, like, one of those friendships where it's, like, I have to pretend to be two people around her.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, I don't have to pretend around her. It's more so, like, we can just actually have fun and not, like, lie about things.
Yolandra is hilarious.
Yeah.
And she's from Louisiana, so she has this southern accent, which cracks me up. Cam will come home and say stuff like Yolandra, and I'm like, Cam, you're from Baltimore. So you're grateful for your best friends?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. My fourth one is, I always, like, I probably should have wrote my list down because I'm trying to think of the best ways to, like, say it. But my fourth one is also, it's a little weird because it's, like, negative and positive. But, like, I'm grateful for all the stuff I learned in Springfield, but I'm so grateful that we are leaving Springfield. So, if y'all don't know, Cam and I are moving back to Baltimore, and Cam has mixed feelings about it.
No, not mixed feelings. I kind of want to, and then I kind of...
That's mixed feelings.
Well, I mean, it's more so not really mixed. It's more so I would rather stay here.
But you understand why we're leaving.
Well, I don't have a choice.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, I can't... You can't stay here without me. But, like... It's so I did a podcast before what was like five things or six things about living in Missouri, and I'm grateful for everything I learned here, but honestly, like, I'm really grateful for this new season in our family's life. I got a new position that, y'all, just to be totally transparent, is the first time in my adult life that I feel like I'm being paid my worth, which is a really huge thing, because being a Black woman in America is rough. And I've said this before in other podcasts, but I feel people of color have to work twice, sometimes three times as hard to get stuff that white people get just from doing the bare minimum, because the systems are so broken and oppression and racism is still so real. And so Cam had been struggling a little bit at school, and I hope it's okay I said that.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. Cam had been struggling a little bit at school, and I had the opportunity to start applying for some positions back home. Just so that we could be closer to our family. And I was like, I know what I'm going to ask for. I know what I'm going to accept. And yeah, so, like, I'm super grateful for this opportunity and super grateful to have a job that is finally something that I want to do that I'm so excited to do and that will pay me actually what I am worth. And so that is something I'm super grateful for. So, like, we have a community here in Springfield that we love, but at the same time, we have family back home that we want to be close to. We haven't lived close to them since.
Well, we've, like, 2018. Well, like, not really lived, more so we just were there.
Like, yeah, like, we visited, we've gone back, we haven't lived there. Like, had our own house and all that.
No, I don't ever remember us having our own house.
It's, like, been a long time. It's been
just us and Mama and Buddy's house.
Exactly. And so, I'm really grateful for this new season in our family's life. And... Cam is making faces. She gave me the side eye. No, I'm not. But it's hard. I mean, of course, I wouldn't want to uproot our family again. But sometimes you got to make those hard decisions in the long run. And to just have this opportunity for me and my career and to be closer to family for me as a single mom is huge. So I am incredibly grateful, even though I know the next couple of months are going to be crazy. Crazy.
Hard. Very, very, very hard.
Very hard.
Especially, like, when we leave. Like, Monday, I feel like it's going to be really hard.
Yeah.
We have to go and say goodbye.
Yeah. Cam's going to go to school and say goodbye to her friends on Monday. I know. But I promise you, I won't move us again.
No, you cannot.
I'm not. We're going home. Where else would we go? Where Who else knows? Would we go? Who I'm knows? Not going nowhere. You no. leaving me? Really?
No. Not anytime soon. I can't leave until I can at least try.
Okay, so what's the fifth thing that you're grateful for?
I know this is bad. Fake nails. And Christmas. I had to make it six.
Christmas.
Fake nails, because my nails don't grow. They just don't grow.
Yeah, your nails have been struggling.
And if they do grow, it's really flimsy. Like, they've grown a little bit, and then they can bend. And then they just snap.
Yeah.
And Christmas, because why not? I've been celebrating Christmas since, like,
Halloween.
No, before that. I've been celebrating Christmas.
Yeah, you were listening to Christmas music in, like, September. Before that. July. All year. Do you just live in a constant spirit of Christmas?
Yeah. I legit put up the Christmas tree, like, the weekend after Halloween.
She did. She did it almost all by herself because I was doing other things.
No, because you were sleeping.
Was I sleeping?
Yes! You were in your bed that morning, laying there, and I was up here decorating. I put every single ornament we have on that tree.
Well, good for you.
And I hung tinsel. And all Jimmy did was take a few ornaments and hide them. I even have a Christmas tree in my bedroom.
She does.
Even though I'm not in there.
Okay. So my last one that I am grateful for... Oh, man. This is so easy. I am grateful for coffee and wine. Woo, woo, woo.
Jesus.
Giving me the side eye. Because one wakes me up and the other keeps me going. Actually, both. Well, no, the coffee wakes me up. Well, caffeine in general. I have to have caffeine within 30 minutes of my eyes opening or things go downhill very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mornings when you don't have coffee, I stay away from you.
Don't tell people that. They're going to think I'm crazy.
You are.
Oh. That's awkward.
Did you see what you were doing over there? Eating out the pot with mac and cheese in the spoon that you cooked it with.
So?
Dancing. So? To TikTok music.
So?
Like, what the heck?
I pay the bills. I pay the rent here.
And I'm more responsible than you.
No, you're not. Don't tell people that. So, yes, I'm grateful for coffee and wine, and judge if you want, but this mama drinks coffee and wine. Sometimes I mix them. No, I'm just kidding. That would be disgusting.
Yeah. Like, there was, like, this video thing I saw where someone was making, like, turning their favorite food into slushy. So it was pizza. Hamburgers.
Ew, they made a pizza slushy?
Yeah. No, all in one.
Yo.
And they added, a strawberry milkshake, which that's on its own is just nasty.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I legit thought I was going to throw
it. I have an extra, like, a bonus
one. Same.
I'm super glad that we are moving past COVID, like, in our family. So, yeah. Cam and I had COVID, and now we're feeling so much better. Praise the Lord.
I got COVID from school.
I know, that was ghetto.
Yeah, it was. Because, like, I'm the one who's wearing my mask. It's not fair because I'm the one who does not, who wants to go to school. Adam, me and my friends, I'm the one who wants to go to school, wants to learn.
And you wear your mask.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably got it from, like, lunchtime or something because you sit at the table, don't you, with?
No. My friends who sit at the table. And I also have friends who sit at my table who's friends with that kid. So.
Yeah.
It's multiple different ways.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And that kid's best friend sits with me in class. So.
Okay, what's your bonus one?
My bonus one is TV because I. My TV's small, so I can lift it and take it places. So oh I lifted it and put it in my bathroom. So now every time I take a bath or I'm just in there for no reason,
y'all.
I literally can watch
TV. I went in her room the other day and she's in the bathtub. She moved her TV into the bathroom.
All my friends think I'm crazy.
You are.
My friends are also scared of me, though.
Your friends are scared of you? Mm-hmm. Is it because you're my daughter?
Yes, and they know I'm not afraid to punch somebody if I need to.
Ain't that the truth? Like, look, if it's anything about me and Cam, y'all need to know we will choose violence if we need to.
Mm-hmm. And I'm obsessed with death.
Cam! My God. I think it's not about the women in our family, though, because your friends are also scared of your grandmother.
Mm-hmm. And you.
They scared of me?
Mm-hmm.
They should be. Why are they scared of me?
Drea's scared of you because you called the police on that one girl who was being dumb in our class.
Oh, I sure did. Is that why they scared of me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I don't play with these kids.
And whatever. Some of her friends would be trying to, like, come up to me, like, be nice, and I'm like, no. You're crazy, and you're rude, and I don't want to be friends with you. I just walk away. I feel bad because they're in fourth grade, yet their friend who's in my class is completely crazy.
Yeah. That's a whole long story about that. Yeah. And of course, we're grateful for Jimmy.
That's not true.
We're so grateful for Jimmy, who barks all the time. I'm surprised he's been quiet during this.
He's sleeping.
He's sleeping? Oh, yeah. He's knocked out, y'all, in the window.
Jimmy.
He barks all the time. Poops in our house if he gets mad at us. He'll also, I have this one pair of boots that I got off the clearance rack at DSW. And so I don't know if somebody wore them and returned them and then it smells like another dog or something. But every time I leave those boots on the floor by the front door, Jimmy pees on them.
And he's peed on them when you were in them, too, at the dog park.
Every time. He pees on them. So we're really grateful for him.
He brings a lot,
so much
sometimes.
Excitement to our house.
I called and tried to climb the Christmas tree the other day.
That doesn't surprise me.
It was yesterday when you were getting your hair done.
That doesn't surprise me.
He's...
interesting.
Yeah. He's something. Let's just put it that way. He's dramatic as well because he fake passes out if he gets too hot in the car.
Yeah, Jimmy will fake pass out if he's thirsty and we don't give him something to drink fast enough. He just, like, looks at us and passes out. It's actually quite hilarious.
Oh, and he also likes to try to get into the pantry and get things he's not supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He acts like he's a human. Like, he wears clothes. Like, every day he has clothes on. He eats human food. Like, legit, he stole my chicken nuggets earlier. Yeah. That's how he got one.
Yeah, he stole a Chick-fil-A chicken nugget a couple weeks ago, and then he threw it up everywhere.
Yeah, he stole it on a TikTok.
Yeah.
He's using it for TikTok views. I do that a lot.
Well, Cam, thanks for coming on the show.
Okay.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to say to the listeners?
Goodbye, people. I'm tired.
Do you want to... Oh, wait. Do you want to shout out your TikTok name in case people want to follow you on TikTok? Okay, wait. What kind of things do you like to do on your TikTok?
Anything, really. It's really cringy, though. Like, I will not give it to some of my friends because they're in blabbermouths, and they will tell people. So I refuse to give it to a few of my friends because they will tell some embarrassing things I do on there.
You do... What do you do on there that's cringy?
I'm just crazy. And normally, like, at school, this is weird because at home I'm completely opposite. I'm the quiet one. Like, I don't talk that much.
Really?
I'm more so quiet. Unless I, like, really need to say something. And I like to sit in the back.
I don't think... I predicted that won't last long because you're my child.
I have a feeling.
And I have a big mouth.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. Well, shout out your TikTok name. What's your name on TikTok?
It's dat underscore cam jam 2010.
That DAT
underscore
cam jam 2010. Okay.
If you're trying to get to 1,000 followers by the end of 2022.
If you're on TikTok, follow Cam and I'm on TikTok too, so I know what she does on TikTok, so y'all don't need to like be crazy, but still.
I put in my TikTok thing, and I was like, okay, if I get to 1,000 followers by the end of 2022, I'll do something crazy.
Like what?
Who knows? I said I'll let them pick.
No.
No, I'm going to scroll through the comments and see
what I'm going to pick.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to make you, like, jump on an airplane or something.
Heck no. I'm not doing that.
Okay, y'all. So, have a great Thanksgiving. And think of Cam and me and Cam as y'all dig in. We have not fully gotten our smell and taste back, so things still don't taste amazing, but they're getting better. And our quarantine is ending. Praise the Lord.
I went to Target today because I felt fine. And...
Well, we're at the end of our quarantine period now. And so we had masks on, we went to Target. But anyway, have an amazing Thanksgiving. And hug your family, hug your loved ones if you're fully vaccinated. If not, wear a mask and hug them anyway.
Play with slime.
Okay.
Get fake nails. Go on TikTok.
Okay, that's all the things. That's all the happy things that Cam wishes for you.
No, smell.
Oh my gosh.
Taste.
Yes. You know what? This Thanksgiving for me and Cam, can y'all just sniff everything?
Like literally, even if it's something nasty, like even
sniff
if it's a dog.
Everything. Yeah, sniff the dogs. Sniff some candles.
Sniff, what was it?
Sniff a trash can. Just sniff. Because I keep thinking, like, I'm like, what if our apartment smells funny, but I have no idea because we can't sniff.
Like, my bedroom. I keep going and they're like, I want to make sure.
I mean, there's no reason that it should smell funny, but you know, like, we would light a candle and all that, but we haven't been doing that because we can't smell nothing.
Like, I would randomly, like, go to, like, a...
I know. I take showers and I can't even smell my like, body wash.
I know.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, sniff everything for us. Take a bath. And drop a bath bomb in and just smell it all up. And when you do, think of me and Cam and send us good vibes and energy to open up our noses.
Also, the other day you got me this bath bomb kit thing. Like, there was these oils in it. And I was like,
I did.
I hope these smell good. Because if I, like, somebody smell bad, that would be just bad.
Did you mix the oils?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? It doesn't matter. We can't smell anything. Yeah. All right, y'all.
My bathroom probably smells
peace,
like
love, and chicken grease.
Did you just say that?
I did.
Oh, boy. It was like
sending you lots of love. Happy Thanksgiving. Say happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Sorry, I'm thinking.
Bye. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Okay, Let's Talk. Be sure to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date on our latest episodes. You can also check the episode notes for ways to get in touch with me and for more info on the show. Until next time, own your story and live empowered. Bye.